Repentance, the key issue, the main thing, our responsibility unto the Lord, that we might live in His sight. He calls us out of the darkness. He grants us grace for all our sins. He covers us with His blood. He gives us His Spirit to walk in. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places is ours in Christ Jesus. But without repentance, we're lost. Without repentance, you never get found. Sin is a sneaky thing, and it kills. It hides in the members. It hides in the flesh. It hides. It sneaks around. It's something that we wrestle with all our days till we're changed. Till that twinkling of an eye, we're changed. Repentance. God dwells with the contrite ones. On this one will I look. He is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Says, I will dwell with the contrite ones. There is no end to repentance. This is not something that we do once. God. I was misled. I was deceived. I was led astray. I fell by pride. Someone told me that I should just take authority over the evil spirits that plagued me in the name of Jesus and command them all to leave. And they had to obey me because I was standing in the name of Jesus. They had to leave. Well, 10 years later, God have mercy on me. I finally find out that I have been deceived, that there was a double-minded man, an evil sinner that lived inside of me, inside of my members, as in Romans 7, there's sin that dwells in the members. It hides in your flesh, it hides. It's an evil thing, and unless repentance is embraced, And the work of repentance, it runs its full course. There's no hope for a continued relationship with the Lord. Only corruption upon corruption and a gradual falling away. Repentance is what we want to see when we talk to people on the streets. That's the fruit we want to see produced. That's the fruit we want to encourage. That's what our job is to bring about a broken and contrite heart. Unless someone hears the law and the prophets, that has ears to hear the law and the prophets, there's no hope. Unless they have a broken and contrite heart about their wretchedness, they'll fall away. They won't even really ever be saved, even though they might profess Jesus for a while. They'll fall away like the stony heart believers, or be choked to death by the cares and the riches of this life. Unless there's a broken heart and a contrite spirit, there's no hope for a person. And so the ministry of reconciliation starts with bringing people to having a broken and contrite heart in the sight of God. And that's something that we should really focus on when we go out on the streets. And pray a lot that the Lord would help us to give place to this fruit that He desires and requires. And I pray He bless it in the name of Jesus. Because we sure need His help. Sweet, without Him we can do nothing unless it's given to us from heaven. No man can do a thing. This is all by the grace of God, because of God's will. And unless we work with Him, we scatter. So let's pray a lot. and walk in a broken heart and contrite spirit and look to encourage others to do the same. Thank you, Lord.